Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today on our 5-Minute Friday, we have special guest, Shalon Lester.
Hello.
Tell us all about you.
My name's Shalon. I am a YouTube creator. I take celebrity events and I turn them into advice with a whole lot of sass and a whole lot of ranting. So if you like your guilty pleasure of celebrities, but you want to like level up, come to me.
I love it. Mm-hmm. What a good elevator pitch.
Oh, thanks.
Sass and class.
Sass and class.
I love it.
Sometimes we're happier on one than the other.
That's a good combo to have. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing that you do is life advice for women. Because so many women, especially in their 20s, you know, they like just throw themselves at everybody.
They give it away free. I was that girl. I know. Girls are like, where were you when I was 25? I'm like, also snorting Adderall. Like, I was not doing anything smarter or better. And like, now I can tell you what we should be doing. So I'm hoping to like put myself out of business eventually. That like girls are just smart. They don't need me.
They need our help. This generation does not have amazing role models. I feel like we had a few. Not that many, but we had some. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you can grow up and be normal if your role models are Kardashians or like they're such easy people to pick on. I also respect them tremendously for their entrepreneurship and their fashion sense and like everything they're doing. But I think that they're not talking about the character and the development side. And I want them to step into that role because they have daughters.
I know. Well, we're in the age of capture versus experience. You know, it's like everyone's online. Everyone's trying to present the best version of themselves. It's not always the realest version of themselves. And how can you learn and truly like connect with someone who's only just giving like the glossy facade? You know, you have to be able to like connect the human underneath to really get their lessons.
Yeah.
I'm very real and messy.
You have to.
Yeah.
And like if you have to make mistakes.
You have to, and show that you made mistakes and what you learned from the mistakes.
Learn from them. Yeah. I saw a quote that said, if I had to erase all the mistakes I made in my life, I'd probably erase myself.
This is so true.
Mm-hmm. Right?
This is so true.
It's very true. What are some tenets of what 20 and 30, 35, 40 year olds need to focus on? Or is there decade-wise?
I think your 20s
results
need to be about just like pure experimentation. Like, I talk to so many girls, they're like, I'm 27 and I'm not 100% sure that this is my career for life or that I haven't met the guy. I'm like, you're in like a fact-finding mission in your 20s, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, dress in all different styles, eat all different foods, go to all different countries, have all different types of friends, sleep with as many people as you can, like in the best way. But like, just really
don't tell
your mother. Yeah, don't tell your mother. Mom, my mom's like over there. She's like, what? But like, really experiment. Like, have a bunch of different types of jobs, study a bunch of different things, and then like, yeah, around like 27, 28, like, kind of pick a path. At least I think for work, like pick a solid path, get on the path. And my God, wait on starting a family and having a man. Like,
please learn
yourself.
Who you are first. That's so important.
Yeah.
And I think even if you get married young, like have a few years of just the couple versus bringing the child and the dog and everything right away.
Right.
Like just the two of you.
Yeah.
But I think you're so right. 20s is about discovering and also give yourself space. Like if you don't know what path you're on, it's okay. Just
that's
keep
what
trying. I'm. Keep trying to experiment.
Yeah. Try not to compare yourself to other people. But if you know that that's how you are, this is like something evil, but I'm going to say it anyway. Pick, like have people that you're comparing yourself to. Like I want to be like them, I want to look like them, earn like them. But then pick someone in your orbit who you don't want to be like and compare yourself to them. Like, just like a garbage mentor.
Yeah.
You're like, well, at least I'm not
garbage mentor. I like that.
I'm a positive mentor. You want like a garbage mentor.
Yes.
But you're just constantly, it's like, well, at least I'm not maxing out my credit card on the way this person. At least I'm not blah, blah, blah.
I know. This is what I don't want to be.
Yeah, this is what I don't want to be. And then reverse engineer their decisions. How did they get there?
Exactly.
And where are they going?
That's so interesting. And then I would say also, I tell people, don't just follow cool people your age on Instagram. Follow a woman who's 10 years older, 20 years older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, follow a couple people 10 years younger than you that inspire you. Because you get these creative ideas from all these different spaces and ages and personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then how about, let's talk about 30 to 40.
30 to 40, I think your 30s are great. Like your 30, you're just as hot as you are in your 20s if you wear sunblock. Because if you don't,
you do the right things.
You at 38 is like when the door closes. I've noticed this.
No way.
Not
studies have shown that women are their most attractive at 37.
This is true. But if you like rot yourself in the sun with cigarettes, you at 38, I find the aging hyperlapses.
Vaping. Red Bulling.
So trash. Yeah. Red Bulling.
Oh,
it's not even something you drink. It's something you do to yourself.
It's like acetone. So yeah, you can hit the wall pretty fast.
You can, but if you take even just like basically good care of yourself, you will be very hot for a very long time.
Yeah, that I think is a decade where you stop following trends and you realize
mm-hmm.
that you have some own personal value and you better start investing in like the yoga, the green juice, the like self-care moments that you can, and then kicking to the curb all the people that don't belong in your life. That's the 30s.
The synaptic pruning.
Oh,
have you heard about this?
No.
Oh. This is more like if you're in your 40s, but as your estrogen lowers, you just have less fucks to give and you become more autonomous. You do. Because
it's the 50s.
Yeah, like the older you get, because your estrogen is high in your 30s because you're of childbearing years and you need a tribe. You need to be agreeable. You need to like give people the benefit of the doubt. You need your people.
Nurturing and all
that. You need to be nurturing.
And caring.
Just borrow from the older girls who are like, I don't care. Like, you know, like that's a great thing about getting older is you just become so much more self-possessed and you're like, well, then leave. Like, well, then don't. Well, then I'm not saving you. Like,
this is a Montana girl. You just become a little cowgirl.
Yeah, become a cowgirl.
Yeah, that's right.
Only let horses run you.
40s to 50s to 60s and beyond. I think this is where you really hit your stride. You know?
You really do. I know. Like, 40 is the new 30. 40 is the new
28,
like,
right?
50's
the new 30. 50's
the new
30. FYI, 50's the new
30. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never have to peak.
Yeah.
You just never peak. Like, and don't look at people who peaked, like, unless they're your garbage mentor.
I absolutely know.
Look at that girl from Gamma Phi who's just like,
I think this is the age where you come into knowing what you're good at and zoning and focusing down on that and then really like extending your horizons, pushing yourself personally. If you don't do that in your 40s to 60s, you're going to stagnate.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's been truly that decade of like exploration and self-exploration.
Yeah.
Doing some of that maintenance of learning and going to courses and bettering all my skills.
Would you, I think that you are more prone to doing like all that betterment because you are in your like authentic career. What would you tell somebody who's like, I don't know, 45 and they're like, I cannot do this career for 20 more years, 20 plus more years. Would you say to start over? Or would you say to like make it
No,
work?
Always have your steady job and your steady flow. That is your breadbasket. You have to have your bread and butter to feed yourself and your family. And then you must have your side hustle. You must, you have your 9 to 5, you must have your 5 to 9 at night.
Yeah.
And this is where you learn new skills. Like I'm doing all kinds of AI learning and marketing learning, like all the things I've done that I know about, I learn. I read, I stay up late at night. I know more than my young kids at work because I do the hard work and put the hours in. So that I would say, you don't know what you want to do, you got to invest in learning skills.
I think people, it's easy on the internet to just see like the cars and the trips and the this. What they don't see is the 5 to 9.
They don't see staying home
and like being a nerd and not going to all these parties and reading and watching documentaries and going to conferences. Like they don't see that.
And you do that too.
Yeah.
Like her SEO optimization, her YouTube videos,
I'm constantly
her
learning.
Lifetime green content growing and growing. She's got a little universe going. But like, I think that people don't know that there's all that back end work.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Even just like thin fit people. Like they're like, oh, I wish I looked like that. Get up when they get up.
Literally, yeah.
Make that
so
smoothie.
I think those are the decades where you know your skill set, you know what you don't have, and you kind of add to.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to add courses, workouts, all kinds of stuff. Broaden your horizons and meet more people too. Break free from your old friend group that doesn't have enough talent, and you don't want to be in a room where you're the smartest.
No.
You want to go to rooms where there's so many people smarter than you there. You know, that's what I've been doing.
And underperformers really affect you so much more strongly than an overperformer. Can I share this stat real quick?
Yeah.
I think Vanessa Van Edwards said this. I'm pretty sure that's her name. But she said that if you put a person around an overperformer, in whatever category that is, let's say it's like physical or work, high earning, your own performance will go up by 15%. That's pretty good. But if you put them around an underperformer, your performance suffers by 30%.
So
if you have a loser friend, you need 2 overperformer friends, not just like same, overperformer friends to cancel out that one loser friend. So if you think just, well, we've known each other forever, but you know, we get coffee, it's no big deal. You now have to go find 2 hyper
brilliant
winner
people.
Friends,
yes,
to cancel out that 1 hour of coffee.
That's so true. I would say that applies at work.
We see that
at work. We'll see one bad apple come in here. And like I can elevate them pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Between me and Carmen, we can make them brilliant. But when they're really bad, well, they gotta go.
Him.
They gotta go. because yeah, they affect everyone's mentality. And
yeah,
like,
they do.
And by the opposite token, when I go to a meeting where someone's like, someone needs to earn a Nobel Prize for that, and the longevity speakers are crazy good, and like, I
yeah.
leave so on fire.
So on fire.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait, am I the loser bringing the job?
I'm okay with that. I'm a little selfish. It's okay if I'm...
It is okay.
I gotta learn from the smart folks out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's such great life advice. Okay, any last minute love advice? And then we're going to do a longer podcast, which because we have to dig into our
yeah.
Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love advice, like...
It's
you,
tough right now. Men don't know how to date. Oh, the 20, 30-year-olds, they don't
they
know
don't how
to
date.
Dates.
And, like...
And the women are so... Like, they just... I was in Vegas, and my God, the outfits. It's so much pressure to be a woman. I don't think I could handle it these days.
No, it's a lot of pressure to
you
be a woman.
You girls have to wear the teeny tiny skirt.
Yeah.
Really high heels.
Yeah.
Such big lashes. Such big hair. It's so much.
And to get the most mediocre of men. Who try not at all. And we tell ourselves, like,
and
I need
no
him.
Commitment.
I need him.
Mm.
What do you need him for if he is not paying your bills?
Yeah.
If it's sex, I've got news for you. Wieners come on all of them. It's on every single man. There's a wiener. So if you think that it's, oh, it's sex and this connection, they literally all have one. They're like drinking fountains. Like, there's a drinking fountain everywhere.
They're
there's
everywhere.
A trash can everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's not this trash can. This is my trash can.
No.
Like,
I would
make
say
a man earn his place.
Honestly. Make him earn it.
With,
yeah.
like, money. Like, make him financially earn his way into your life. Like, otherwise we just don't
need
it.
Don't do that.
It's,
they just, they're paying for their date. They're, like, spoon-feeding the gentlemen that need to grow up a little bit.
And they,
like,
resent you for that. Because
yeah,
if a man is not doing
out.
What a man needs to do, he hates himself for it. He
yeah.
should. If he has any value at all, he hates himself for it. So when you, like, coddle that version of him, you are, in essence, loving his greatest enemy, which is himself. That's why, like, we pull up for these guys... and they resent us, it's because we're loving their enemy.
That's so interesting. Wow, we have so much more to talk about.
I know.
But for now, value who you are. Put yourself first.
You're the best, girl. You're the best.
I love it. Well, that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find Shalon. Where's your website?
You go to my Instagram, ShalonXO, or just find me.
Shalon.
That's
okay.
Shalon. You can call me anything you want. You make
okay.
me hot, you can call me anything you want, bro.
Sexy
yeah,
baby.
Just find me on YouTube. You can just search Shalon, and you'll find my channel.
She's got great advice. And then don't forget to find me on my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. I hopefully want to be a role model for women out there who want to be in this industry and others for great character, intelligence, passion, and development, life development. Because, like, I've struggled. It's 20 years to be an overnight success, and I want to give you some of our
yeah.
tips.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.